Did you know that Game Pass or Pass is brought to you for free because of Spotify for Podcasters? It's a totally free platform, and you can make a podcast today for free. Spotify for Podcasters lets you record and edit podcasts right from your phone or computer. So no matter what your setup is like, you can start creating today. Then you can distribute your podcast to Spotify and everywhere else that podcasts are heard. And if you think about taking your podcast to the next level with a video podcast, Spotify can help you too. With Spotify for Podcasters, you can also earn money in a variety of ways that includes ads and podcast subscriptions. So what are you waiting for? Download the Spotify for Podcasters app or go to spotify.com/podcasts to get started right now.
Now time for a very non-X-Men edition of Game Pass or Pass, the podcast where we play games on Microsoft's Game Pass service and tell you which games to pass on to your friends, which games to simply pass on by. I am Corey. I am joined by my co-anchor, Basher.
What is a co-anchor's job exactly?
You know, I don't know. I don't understand why. What's the difference between an anchor and a host is?
I mean, you said it, and I got real.
I got real worried, right?
Because I'm like, should I do something now? Like, right? Is there
like,
a thing?
When you call someone an anchor, it's like instantly it feels just like more official, and it's just right? Like, wait a minute, what? This is weird. I don't like this. I don't like this at all. But no, what's the difference? Does anyone know?
Email us at coanchor@anchor.com.
You can email us at gpopfans@gmail.com. We are here to talk about Death's Gambit. So that if you didn't pick it up, that was the non-X-Men edition. This has nothing to do with X-Men. But before that, did you know we have a one-month Xbox Live Ultimate? I got one left. I gave one out to James. I appreciate you. James sent us a text message. Sent us a review on iTunes, and he won 1 month of Xbox Live Ultimate. It's that easy. It is that easy. I have one more. All you gotta do is leave us a review. Let me know you left a review so I can look for it. And then shoot us a text message or voicemail at 574-651-9256. It's that easy. If you want to, you can leave us a voicemail anyway and just let us know. Talk about things. Anything.
How much you like this Souls-like game that we love so much.
Tell us about your soul experience. I want to know what's in your soul, like chicken noodle soup for your soul. Remember those books?
I made my own chicken noodle soup actually the other day from scratch. It's kind of delicious.
Okay, see, all right. When people say from scratch, they're usually lying.
No.
Like you had a chicken?
I roasted it, I put it in the oven.
But was it your chicken? Did you hatch this chicken?
Did I cut the head off and all?
Yes.
I mean, I've cut the head off a chicken before. Does that count?
I guess. That's more than I've done. How was it? How was the soup? Was it good?
It's freaking delicious. It's so much better than making it yourself, guys. Just do it yourself.
I'm gonna be making some pulled pork this weekend. So I got a Ninja Foodie. That was my Christmas present to myself. So I've made everything like that doesn't require a lot of work so far. it makes some awesome bagels, let me tell
That's
you.
That's the super deep fryer, right? I mean air fryer.
It's like the 9-in-1. The whole idea is that it does everything. But what's cool is the idea is that you pressure cook something, which is really good. Like pressure cooking is a great way to save time but also get a good cook. But then it's usually kind of soft. Depending on it. So the idea is if you pressure cook it and then all in one, you can air fry it as well. So that way it gets that crispiness that you want out of it. It's pretty cool, actually. So I got the 8-quart because I'm a real man. And and so I pressure cook some chicken breast. But then like 5 minutes in, I stopped it. I put some rice at the bottom of it because the 8-quart comes with these little like Decker things you can put in. So I had some rice on the bottom, the chicken on top, and then I pressure cooked that, and then I pulled the rice out, and then I air fried the chicken at the end. It was crazy. All in one device. This show is sponsored by Ninja.
Welcome to the Asking on TV podcast. We review all your favorite kitchen gadgets.
I also have the Ninja coffee bar.
Phenomenal. Do you also subscribe to Ninja's Patreon so that he can play video games?
I had heard of this brand before, but I have to say, they are 2 for 2 for me. That's a lot for a kitchen appliance, let me tell you. I like the Ninja brand. All right, let's talk about Death's Gambit. This game was developed by White Rabbit Games, and I'm not going to lie, finding information on this developer was not easy, so I'm going to assume this is their only game, but I could be totally wrong on that. Regularly priced at $19.99, this is a 2D side-scroller, and it is a Souls-like game. Available on PC and PlayStation 4. This is not on Xbox at all. You can't even buy it, but it is obviously not on Game Pass since it's not on Xbox there. So it is only on Game Pass for PC. There is no DLC, and since it's not on Xbox, there is no One X and Series X support. Death's Gambit. Let's talk about it.
All right. you know how much we love some Souls games around here, fellas. It's
We are not Souls people. We've tried. We have legitimately tried to play Souls games. I have finished a few Souls games.
Same here. And anytime I finish one, it's only so that when someone says, "Oh, get good," I can say, "Oh no, I beat it.
Right.
I still don't like it."
I got good. Bloodborne is the closest to the ones that I liked. I still think that game has crazy flaws that people overlook. But I have played Dark Souls 1 and 3. I have played Bloodborne. I have played The Surge 1 and 2. I have played Remnant from the Ashes.
I do really like The Surge 2.
Yeah. So, I mean, I have played Neo. I bought Neo, and we both rage quit on that game.
I will further preface that with, I think Demon's Souls is
Demon's top. Souls.
The OG is it's still a top 20 games for me all time. And part of that is because I believe at the time they would take that formula, refine it, and really tighten up that gameplay. And they just leaned into what the fans wanted, which was janky nonsense. So here we are with Death's Gambit, the 2D Demon Souls or other Souls, if you will. If you've ever played a Souls game, it's much like those, but with a little twist, because it's 2D. You're going left to right. There's some platforming involved. I mean, it's so much like a Souls game. I feel like I'm just going to describe a Souls game, because you start off with building your character, and it's very basic stats like luck and strength and finesse and stuff like that. Each one scales certain weapons accordingly. So you even have to pick your starting items, and it has the very famous items of like that doesn't do anything. So like that's just something like a Souls game would do. They would give you like a necklace that has no effects, and it's like, this might have an effect somewhere though, and you won't know until the internet tells you. And then from there, you're off to the races. Like, it doesn't take a long time to get started. You're just hacking and slashing and kind of getting the lay of this weird land.
I guess I have a question before I say anything. Do we consider stuff like Dead Cells a Souls-like game?
I was in my head at the top of the show, I was kind of thinking, like, what technically is defined as Souls-like or a Souls game? And I would say this is definitely a Souls game.
Well, because Souls games, I guess in my head, the difference between a Souls game and, like, a game like Dead Cells is more of a run-based game. Whereas a Souls game just doesn't is it just punishes you for dying, but you're always making progress. Is that, do I have that right?
It's a, when you lay it out like that, it's a fine line. When you lay it out like that, it's a fine line. When you play it, I feel like you feel the difference. I don't. Well, this seems to be towing the line because
the reason I ask, and I don't want to. I feel like I whenever I have something negative to say, I don't want to be negative, but you know what? I'm going to be negative.
Well, that's this surprising.
This game is it feels like a bad fan-made game to me, because when you say this game is like Dark Souls, this game wants to be Dark Souls in 2D, which is that's not a bad thing, but I think that when you look at the genre, and the reason I ask, is something like Dead Cells a Souls game? Because I feel like that game took elements of what makes, like, the good things of the Souls games. I think there are good things about them, but it adapted it to a 2D plane. You can't just take the same game, throw it in a 2D plane, and expect it to resonate the same way it does. And I feel like that's what they tried to do, which is why I say it feels like a fan-made game, because it's like, you know, for a while there was a trend of D-makes going around. You know, you take a modern video game and you turn it into a sprite-based game. That's what this feels like to me.
I thought that's exactly what it was.
It wouldn't surprise me if that was the goal. And if that's the goal, then hey, guess what? You knocked it out of the park. But with that, all of the growing pains are there. And I don't think you can just throw that genre in 2D and call it a day. And what's funny to me is that most of the same problems that I have with Dark Souls, which really comes down to like animations and
fairness and just so bad.
Right. Those games don't feel good to me. They don't feel good to play. Now, I have not played Sekiro, which I know a lot of people like to sort of point to as this is the good one in terms of, like, you know, animations and you're more offensive. So maybe that's the one for me. But I feel like almost every Souls game I've ever played, including, you know, like The Surge and stuff like that, I think The Surge is better in terms of that. But they just don't feel great to play. And that was my immediate reaction with this game, is that I just don't like playing it. It doesn't feel smooth. It doesn't feel great. The combat and like the way that you kick people, like the buttons that you use to perform everything, it all just feels wrong to me. The same way that why did we move to shoulder combat in Dark Souls games? I guess it's always been like that, but why is every game wanting to be that now? That's dumb to me. I don't know that. Why are buttons not used on the face of the controller to do combat anymore? Even God of War tried it, and I immediately was like, no, and I turned it back to the button based.
To be fair, on one point, you can pick which weapon is the face button, which weapon is the offhand. Like, that's the way I looked at it. Like, the arrow was the offhand shoulder button for me. But
sure, it still didn't feel great. Like aiming the arrow was weird.
There's no aiming of the arrow. It just kind of teeters off over time.
Right.
Like if there's an enemy above you and you have a bow and arrow, you think I can hit that enemy with my bow and arrow up top, and you really can't.
I don't like this game. I don't like it at all.
12 minutes in, guys, if you didn't
That's it.
Where we were going with this. But why, though? Like, and it's because of the same things you said. It takes a lot. It borrows heavily from the Souls games without actually improving on anything. And I know for a fact, as a Souls game wannabe, they did that on purpose. Like, the biggest issue I have when it comes to the combat, like, because I have a lot of issues. One that really bugs me is how the enemies track to your character. So, like, the hitboxes are already all over the place. So when you get, like, a super large character on screen, he has a big sword attack. he'll position himself so that you're between his legs most of the fight, and it's just tracking you the wrong way. So you're swinging a lot of times and you're missing, even though you're directly beneath this character. And it's a lot of stuff like that where it's, you didn't take the time to improve on what people kind of get put off from Souls games with.
Which, again, that's kind of where I'm like, this straight up feels like a demake. Like, it really just took that game and tried to make it 2D. And it's the fundamental flaws for me, not only the animation, it's just the game is too fast in a bad way. The one thing that Souls rewards, I guess you could say, or punishes, is that you have to play by that game's rules. You cannot go in guns a-blazing. I mean, eventually you can if you've got a certain build or you're strong enough. Like, you can take everything out one hit. They barely do any damage to you. But when you're playing that game the first time, you have to play by its rules. And its rules are you need to be methodical. You need to understand the attack patterns. And you need to... every hit that you commit to, that's on you. Like... that's on you. If you miss most of the time, it's on you.
And that's one thing they changed. I don't understand with the Souls formula is the consequence for death. It's out, is it not? Like, you might lose what they have as what they call what their version of ichor or health, in terms of feathers. So you collect these feathers, you pop the feathers, certain feathers have certain effects, they all heal you. So if you take 3 in the battle and you die, you have to pick those 3 feathers back up. But in terms of the souls you lost, you don't actually lose souls. Like, if anything, you gain souls.
Right.
You gain souls upon a death, and you keep your souls. So it's like, to your point earlier, it's like, is this made to be a run, or should I be more methodical with my approach? It doesn't really do either of them very well. And when you do more than one thing and neither one of them is better than the other, that's when I get frustrated.
I was frustrated from this game from the moment I played it. And the thing is, I wanted to like it. I like the way it looks. I like the enemy design. I like the character design. I like the weapon design. It's almost like a super dark Shovel Knight looking game. Like, Shovel Knight is a very bright and sort of stylized over the top game, and this game is that, but it's in like a Dark Souls looking Shovel Knight, I guess. And so, like, there's a lot of things that, like, when I look at the trailer and I look at the screenshots, like this looks really cool. But as soon as I started playing, I was just like, man, the jump feels bad. Like it just, you jump in the air and like you hit the ground so fast. It's like, I'm not playing Mario right now. Like, I don't need that jump. And it's just, I don't like it. It's just bad. And I don't want to keep harping on it, but I bounced off this one really hard. And I don't know if it's because we aren't Souls people, but I look at something like a Shovel Knight or Dead Cells, you know, something that has Hades. You know, Hades isn't quite the same thing, but it's those games. When you're not in a 3D space, and when you're not, you know, super stylized, like, the first thing that you're going to notice is the controls over the visuals, over the presentation, etc. And I feel like a 2D game has to nail that instantly for me to really understand or to get on board. And this game, 2 minutes in, I was just like, I don't know, man. I don't know about this one.
Oh, no. The gameplay lacks any... What's the word I'm looking for? Feedback from what you're doing. So it's like... Early on, I realized this game is all about the counter. The parry system. Like, that's really what they want you to harp on. They want you to master that. Once you master that, you're almost in the clear. And I say almost because these animations are just all over the place, and the way they track you, you don't know where the hitbox is. You just don't know, and furthermore, you don't know what attacks are unblockable. Like when I play a Souls game, without them telling me, I could realize, okay, this is an unblockable attack. Or if you play like any other game, it's like, this attack's glowing red, so I know this is a dodge. I got dodged from this one. This is like I have to fight the boss and purposely lose the first 10 or so times just to realize which attacks I can actually block. But even when you do parry these attacks, the boss is like, one of the most satisfying sounds in a video game is from a Souls game, and it's a parry. And when you parry an attack in a Souls game, you hear that dung.
Yeah, it's almost like a treat.
Yeah, it's so satisfying. When you hit a parry in Dust Gambit, the enemy is slightly stunned. You hit that critical hit, but you don't get any feedback. There's no sound. There's no screen shake. There's no pop to it. It's just slightly stunned. You do your attack, and then the enemy goes right back into their series of attacks. It was like it was never stunned in the first place. And it's like little things like that where I'm just like, so you're able to get all the annoying parts of the Souls game in here, but you're not able to get the less annoying parts, like the more flashy stuff. Like, it just wasn't... I feel like they played one Souls game, got the wrong idea, and went off the wrong idea, as opposed to how can we do a remake and improve on the formula.
Yeah, and I don't want to beat them up because I don't know. Obviously, I don't know these people personally, but who knows? I think there are some people that could have a good time from this game. Like, if you are super into the Souls games and you just want something different, I think you could find some good things here. There are skills and stuff which we haven't really talked about too much, but I never found any of them to really, again, it doesn't feel good to play. I never used them and felt like they were necessary or improved my game, or maybe I just suck. I don't know. It just didn't feel good to me.
I forgot all about the skills. I stopped using them. They're a waste of energy. Oh, whatever that purple gauge is. You have your stamina bar. That's all I really cared about at the end of the day. That's as long as my attacks hit hard and I can roll, I'm good to go. And then I would love to touch on the story of this game.
Go for it, because I don't remember anything.
That's the problem.
Oh, okay, well. there you go.
They set up this idea that you're this character, this person who is trying to rescue your mother from death. And in doing so, you make a pact with death itself. And by doing that, that's how you, in game, explain the idea of you being brought back to life after every death. Now, what they do is they do something like a Hades, like a Children of Morta, where during, in between death sequences, you get more story. Right. You get more background. Yeah. And maybe it was just my overall feeling with this game at that time, but with Children of Morta, I was almost looking forward to my next death because I got more info on characters that I liked. With Hades, the best game of all time.
That game's real good.
It's too good. It's too freaking good.
That game is real good.
It's just... Dying is just almost fun in that game. Whereas this time around, I feel like they're trying to do something and just miss the nail. Because there's a story here where they're trying to be very deep. They're trying to say something. It just wasn't reaching me at all. And it starts to apply itself in the gameplay because there are bosses, because the bosses start to become less and less standard. So they're no longer like the big towering knight or the small, fast, leaping enemy, but now they're otherworldly in a sense that the screen starts to shake and it turns upside down and you're not fighting the boss anymore, you're fighting yourself, and it becomes a jumping platform halfway through. And it's like they're throwing so much into these sequences to kind of branch off and out, but it just doesn't stick the landing. It just becomes more of a chore because you're knee deep in this combat, and the game wants to get cute. I'm just like, I don't want to do this.
My issue stems from, again, just sort of the core design of, with Children of Morta being a run-based game, it makes sense. You're going to die in that game. The same way you're going to die in Death's Gambit. But Children of Morta, when you die, you know, that's when you make progress, really, in a lot of ways. Where Death's Gambit, when you die, it doesn't feel that way. So I think it's just a very weird decision to put a lot of story in death. And I understand that it knows I'm going to die, but I feel like I could genuinely miss something if I didn't die. And that just, granted, I am going to die, so therefore, like, this might be like a nitpick, but to me, that just, it feels weird to do that. And that just sort of it brings everything together and just my overall feeling of just complete swing and a miss for me. So
I would love, and again, I'm comparing it to Souls game because that's what it wants to be. It wants to be a Souls game.
I mean, it really does.
So one of the standout things about a Souls game is the map design. The fact that you get that you work so hard for so long, die so many times in this one area, and half the time your reward is a shortcut. You walk out the other side of the gate, you're like, this is where I was. Yes. Yeah. Like, it's such satisfaction. Whereas this, when Death's Gambit, the math design is not good. It's really not good. I got to the point where I have to open up the door and you need three keys. And I was missing the third key and I didn't know where to go. So I'm trying to backtrack, but backtracking in this game is not fun. It's not easy at all.
Yeah, it's not, and there's mechanics with your horse and stuff, and sometimes you need the horse to get over certain objects, and it's weird. It's just weird.
Like, it doesn't, for a game that has a blueprint and years and years of successful games already out there to lift off of, I'm honestly just disappointed at how lacking it is in terms of copying those games. Like, you can make Demon's Souls and it'd be fantastic, honestly, but this just missed the mark on almost all fronts for me.
Yeah, and I bounce off this game way harder than you, so my opinion is just more of just like I don't like it, so I don't want to keep harping on it. But yeah, I just, everything around it just not for me. I think if you really like the Souls games, I think you could play this and have a good time with it, sort of like as a fun experiment. But I could not recommend this to a lot of people. I just don't think there's enough in it to guide the player, along with even being able to, and sort of like with what you just said with the map design. If I were to recommend this game to someone, I think they would get frustrated very, very quickly. And if I didn't like it and I got frustrated and you got frustrated, I can't imagine someone that maybe doesn't play or has not played a Souls game or has only played one of them or something like that. It seems like there's the people that would enjoy this game is such a small niche percentage that the rest of it just suffers because of it. So I guess when it comes to Game Pass or Pass, I think we're in agreement, which we've been in agreement quite a bit this past couple months, of no, just no.
Yeah, there's really nothing on this one. The bounce off point for me was when I'm getting frustrated looking for where to go, and the entire time I'm playing this game, I'm like, know what? If you gave me a map, this would be easier. And I know you don't want to make it any easier because you're a Souls-like, but this game needs a map. As I'm making my way through this, the underground passage, and it's just pitch black. You need to throw these balls of light around just to see and destroy enemies, because the enemies can't be destroyed unless you throw the balls of light at them, and the balls of light cost money, and it's just stupid. As I'm wasting my life doing this, all of a sudden there's a map for this one particular area, and the map doesn't work. It just confuses you more, and that's when I'm like, I'm done. This is not, I can't recommend this at all to anyone.
It's unfortunate. I never like not recommending games, but this one, I'm struggling to even find good things. So I don't want to beat up on it anymore. Death's Gambit, Game Pass or Pass, pass on it. Unless you are a hardcore Souls fan, but I don't think most people will enjoy this one. I think there's better stuff to play. So, but all right, that's going to do it for this episode. So this is the last episode before our Game of the Year episode. So last year was a little different because we did our State of Game Pass and Game of the Year in one episode. But this year being a console launch year, we decided to do that right before the launch of the console. So next year will probably be the same episode. But so we do things a little bit differently. We just talk about the top. What did we do? So the first year we did top three, but this year we're going to do top five, just because there's more games this time. So we do the top five games that we have played on Game Pass of this year. So it's interesting because you will get new games. You'll get stuff like Ori and the Will of the Wisps, and you'll get Doom Eternal, games that did come out this year. But some of these games on this list of games that we, obviously the games that we passed, pass on to your friends would be the ones we would want to pick as our Game of the Year. Because if we passed on the game, we probably didn't like it. But then you'll have stuff like, let's take a look at the list. We'll have stuff like, all these came out this year. Children of Morta, Astroneer, Streets of Rage 4, that came out this year too. The Surge 2, Gris. So a lot of these games do not come out this year. So it's just an interesting way that we do it. I think it's kind of fun. So we're going to pick a top five, but then we pick a overall Game of the Year. And then the rest of them will be the runners-up. So it's a fun episode. It's a little bit longer. I promise we will not be doing a 35-minute debate on two games, which I'm going to guess Basher doesn't remember that. But there was a...
Is that the Outer Wilds and... what's the other one?
Maybe the Outer Worlds.
But doesn't matter.
I don't think you're gonna remember what game I was fighting for. But
it was a very good game. It just wasn't the face of Game Pass, in my opinion. It
would be Halo Wars 2.
Oh, yeah, that's stupid. Never mind.
Yeah. So the debate was whether or not it should make it into the top three. We had three spots, and spot number three and four were occupied by The Outer Worlds and Halo Wars 2. And listening back to that episode, we debated a very long time on those two games. And I apologize. I will do better to make sure that does not happen again.
It takes a while to come to the right decision, which is what we did.
I agree. I agree. Even listening back to me and my arguments, I think that hindsight is always 20/20, but I think I was fighting a little too hard for Halo Wars 2. So, and to give you a refresher, the last year we picked Yoku's Island Express as our Game of the Year.
That's a good pick.
Followed up by The Messenger and The Outer Worlds, in no particular order. So only with Yoku's Island Express being number one. So, all right, that's going to do it. So tune into that episode. You can email us, gpopfans@gmail.com. Let us know your Game of the Year that you played so far in Game Pass. You can also send us a text message or voicemail. We'll read them on the show. 574-651-9256. Again, 574 651-9256. And again, you want to win a... I got 1 month left of Xbox Game Pass Ultimate that can be yours, can be added to your existing service. All you got to do is leave us a review. Let me know you left it by sending me a text message or voicemail to that phone number, so that way I can confirm that you left it. Don't want to just give this away for free, you liars. You can let me know. And you just, that's it. 1 month. Ultimate. It's not even just regular. It's ultimate. You get your gold, you get your PC, you get your Game Pass on everything. Do we want to talk about next year? No, we'll do that next episode. That's going to do this episode of Game Pass or Pass. We will see you next time.
Good day, sirs.